This is Let's Talk Big with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is the New York Times bestseller, True Biz by Sarah Novick. True Biz is a story of sign language and lip reading, cochlear implants and civil rights, isolation and injustice, first love and loss, and above all, great persistence, daring, and joy. Now, sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Welcome to Let's Talk Big. I'm Jen Hazel. My co-host, Jane Berger, is on vacation. Today, I'm joined by Veronica Berger, Chair of Medical Assisting at Owens Community College.
Welcome, Catch.
Veronica. Let's talk. Thanks, Jen. So, this is our last podcast, only for the semester, though. Don't be worried. So, we are going to dive into a passage. And I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to actually have you talk first, because you said something to me that I think is super important to highlight. So the passage is on 198, and we're at the bottom of the second paragraph, and this is February's chapter. And February is talking about as they're cleaning stuff out for Thanksgiving. And Emily, one of the students, is here. She says, as if a child who could be made hearing enough was more worthy of love. And when we were sitting here, just as we were about ready to get started, you had said, Veronica, how this was breaking your heart. Why do you see this as breaking your heart? I mean, it is heartbreaking.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. I can't imagine showing affection and love to one of my kids and not the other, just because I perceive them as different. Do I want my kids to do exactly and be exactly what I want them to be? Absolutely. Is that happening? No, I'm not. But to think that there are kids out there, I know this is a book, but to think that there are kids out there feeling that neglect from their parents, just for all sorts of reasons, it was really heartbreaking. And I want to be their, I want to be their mom.
Right.
Because I will love them.
Yeah, and really what they're talking about here, because if we bump up a little bit, they were saying, it says, for her part, Emily was nearly dressed in her older brother's enormous clothes, which was no crime, of course, but it added insult to injury when combined with the other persistent parental efforts to forget her. So one, we have the clothes that we're not making her clearly, and not that we have gender specific items, but the clothes, you don't even fit her.
Yeah.
So that's one.
She's an afterthought.
Yes. And then two, it says, by 5 p.m., February was in a dark place, mulling over how the Snyder's propensity for neglect was particularly irrational, given that Emily spoke well and was one of the most successful cochlear implant users at the school. As if these things were valued, added. So even, and then even if we break down February's statement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's hard to, I mean, it seeps into her thoughts as well, mm-hmm. growing, you know, especially in the scenario where she's surrounded by so many kids like that, whose parents are not as accepting or are just fighting like crazy against who their kids are.
Right.
So.
And it's if she's saying that because she can't hear, she's not a whole person. Like,
right.
The family isn't thinking that she's a whole person based on the fact, and that she's a different person based on the fact that she can't hear, because that's where this seems to be driving from.
Yeah. Even though she, Emily, in the book has successfully mastered, you know, utilizing her implant and speaks very well, can communicate, she's
right.
still viewed by the people who should be the most loving and supportive of her, she's still viewed as broken or incomplete.
Yeah, and even thinking about, so last week, the passage that we read about Charlie, too, like her mom didn't was the way she viewed it is her mom didn't think that she wanted to make it easier for her mom by using a cochlear implant. Here we have a situation where this person has the cochlear implant and can talk whatever normal is, talk normally with people without signing, yet this, it's still not enough.
I think it could open up a much bigger conversation on clearly this is not an issue with Emily. There has to be some sort of mental illness in her parents. I mean, I don't see how they could come to the conclusion that their daughter is less than.
Mm-hmm. Right, because it's not, you're like, I can't, and the same thing, you said it, you can't imagine loving one child more than the other.
Yeah.
And like, I can't either. They are whole little people and they're awesome little people.
Absolutely.
And who they are. And I've talked about this before, like my son is a level 3 autistic, and like there's lots of things about him that are not like my daughter, but there's things about him that are not like my daughter, and it's still awesome and cool and different, and his way of communication is completely different. He uses an AAC device, and it's awesome. And he does talk sometimes, and he signs, too. And the thing is, we just meet him where he is, whatever he needs, at whatever point he needs.
And, absolutely.
Yeah. And, like, he is cool, and she is cool, and I couldn't imagine being any different. But as the medical person, I think you're right, that it has to be something like that.
Absolutely. And it's giving me lots of rage thinking about these parents right now.
Yeah. So. And again, it's only a book, but you know that this is a reflection of what we experience. That's going to do it for us today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Listen to Let's Talk Big, Outcast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, Thursdays at 7 and 10 in the morning and 7 and 10 in the evening. You can also listen to the podcast anytime on the owensoutcom.com website. That's Outcom with two M's. OwensOutcom.com. On behalf of my guest Veronica and me, Jen, keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outcast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Outcom RSS feed. Visit OwensOutcom.com for the link. That's Outcom with two M's. OwensOutcom.com for Let's Talk Big.